Mark and Cecilia Matter, married 41 years, were never apart for long. They couldn't be.
No, they were inseparable from the beginning.
That's Donna Slav, one of the Matter's daughters. Donna flew back home from Denver when she heard about the accident. When they crashed, her parents were flying to their small gold mine near Marvel Creek. They were in Mark's red and white Piper PA-11. It was a familiar route. They had flown it most of their lives and most of their children's lives.
We moved up as kids the day school got out, and we came down the day before school started. And then we'd go up on weekends after school started till freeze up.
That's Ivan, the Matter's son, who runs the mine now. Even the Matter's children are close, sometimes finishing each other's thoughts.
We stayed out there all summer long, worked every single day.
Rain or shine.
Mark didn't come to Alaska looking for gold. He came looking for something that he didn't have back east.
He moved up here at age 19 from Pennsylvania, and he was one to just to take on the world.
And whatever he was looking for, he started to find it in Alaska.
He worked odd end jobs. He could save up enough money to buy a plane, and when he got his plane, then he wanted to get into mining.
While getting his start in the mining industry, he volunteered as a firefighter, and that's when Donna says he found something else, the person that would be his partner for life.
He was a firefighter. He was at Helitech. They met at one of the camps fighting fires when they were young.
Cecilia was living in Antioch at the time, and they had seen each other around. Within a year, Mark and Cecilia were married. Soon after, they had children, and soon after that, Mark's prospecting started to pay off. Cecilia took on the job of making the business run and was very successful. So successful that Mark became almost dependent on her, not just for the business, but for everything.
Dad couldn't function without Mom. He couldn't fix himself meals or anything.
She kept everybody going. She's the one that...
She was the lifeline of the family.
Mark and Cecilia took their children to the mine and showed them what finding gold felt like and what finding love looked like. The family and business both grew. They got older. Donna and their other daughter, Melanie, moved away. Ivan stayed around. Then one day, Cecilia got sick. Very sick. Ivan says it broke his father's heart. At the time of the crash, Cecilia didn't have long. They left Antioch Thursday, headed to the Marvel Creek mine in Mark's Piper 2 Cedar. It was a warm day. They might have run into some rain on the other side of the Kilbuck Mountains. The cause of the crash is unknown, and probably will remain so. A National Transportation Safety Board investigation determined that whatever happened, it happened fast, and both people were killed on impact. Mark and Cecilia's children and the community of Antioch are grieving. Losing both their parents in a single moment is devastating. But Ivan says that in a way, this saved their mother from her sickness and their father from having to live without her. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.